Sports This Hour brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange and Wyoming Building Supply on your Wednesday morning. It's the middle of the week, a Wednesday. Julie and James in on the show.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
Good. You okay, James?
Yeah.
Like a steady James.
It's early.
Good. I'm good. I was good this way yesterday and the day before and
all
day
you can
before
ask for.
That. James is steady.
Yeah. Even when I'm bad, I'm good.
I like it. Hey, guess whose birthday it is today on the national scene? You'll never get it. Maureen McCormick. She was my favorite in the Brady Bunch.
Was she Marcia? Or was she?
That's your guess every single time, by the way. Have you
really? Well, she's the only one I remember the name of. So. And Alice, the housekeeper.
She's 70 today.
So that would be Marcia.
Yeah.
Marcia.
Marcia doesn't say that, though.
No, she doesn't.
That doesn't make any sense. Says that.
Is that what her little... It's, is it the
Marcia,
little sister?
Marcia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a little, that was a really good impression. Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Basketball Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Legend.
Yeah. Played with the New York Knicks. 64 today. In 1583, Gilbert. It's almost like he has one name. Claims Newfoundland, the first English colony in North America.
Great name.
So they had
the
just,
first one name person.
The first one namer, right? Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Gilbert. in Newfoundland, he was just like, "This is new. We found it, Newfoundland."
Yeah.
Whatever.
Good. That might.
Who
you
cares?
Might not, you might not be far from the truth on that, James. You never know.
We found it. It's new. Land. How about Newfoundland? Whatever.
Yeah.
Newfoundland. Say Newfoundland.
I like that.
My parents didn't care. They called me Gilbert, and that's the only name they gave me. So I don't care about this. It's Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Don't make a lot of Gilberts anymore either.
No. There's a lot of names that go by the wayside.
Yeah. Yeah. You're one of them.
I know.
We don't make a lot of Bobs anymore.
No. Nobody's naming their baby Bob.
Robert.
The three-letter names, just not as much anymore.
Right.
Robert.
Are there Robbies? Robert
That doesn't
Pattinson?
Count. I'm just saying Bob.
Well,
Bob is the
Robert.
I know, but so is Jim is James, but we don't make a lot of Jims anymore either. It's just James.
Because people go by James.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're talking about short form.
That's what I'm saying. The three-letter ones.
Right. Okay.
Tim. They still make Tims, but not as much.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They have more Thomases. Right.
It's kind of weird that those come out of, like, Bob out of Robert and Tim out of
Thomas. There's plenty of them.
Jim out of James.
The one that comes out of Richard is weird. Don't know why we do that one.
Okay.
Don't know why that's the one that we chose there, but whatever.
True story, James. All right. 1846, Oregon country is divided between the U.S. and Britain at the 49th parallel on this date. 1864, during the Civil War, Union Admiral David Farragut is said to have given his famous order, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead," as he led the fleet against Mobile Bay, Alabama, on the state Civil War.
Cool.
Can you imagine being there at that time? Like you talk about heat and humidity and then all those bodies.
That smell. Yeah. It's hot, it's humid, and it smells really bad.
Yeah.
Okay. 1914, the first traffic light goes in operation.
Huh.
In Cleveland, Ohio. 1921, the first baseball game is heard. KDKA Pittsburgh, the Pirates beat the Phillies 8-5.
Wow.
There's nothing
cool.
There's nothing like radio baseball.
Still any sport,
baseball
I think.
On the
radio. Baseball's the best form of it still,
in my opinion. You know what I absolutely love, and I'm not saying this because we carry it. Westwood One does a phenomenal job on NFL football.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Love
I just
listening
think,
to the games on him, Westwood One. We carry him on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
We're going to carry all the Sunday night games.
Primetime games. In,
yeah. Sunday
so
night, there, Monday
I mean,
night,
it's, Thursday. There's Thursday night games. There's Friday night games this year.
Is there a bunch of Friday
nights? Yeah, I think there's probably a couple Saturday night games in there somewhere.
Wow.
Towards late in the season.
Oh, okay.
But baseball is the best form of it, I think. For it just lends itself.
It does.
Because
the
there's plenty of room
radio.
For color.
Yeah.
And
it almost becomes a podcast with something going on in the background.
Yeah.
And you love to hear the crack of the bat.
Yeah. The crowd.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, Julie, you were right.
I was.
You were.
Way to start the morning.
That's a way to start it, right? The 127 yard sale we talked about yesterday.
That's been a running theme this week.
I know, right? Bill Pugh emailed me and said, hey, It runs along Highway 127. You were right.
Oh.
Even though it's like 690
miles. Well, it didn't make sense that it was called the 127 and it ran for 600 miles. Yeah. I figured it had to be a highway.
Yeah, Bill said he lived near Crossville, Tennessee, near highway. So, cool. All right. Thanks, Bill. We always appreciate feedback from our listeners.
Is Bill short for something? William.
William. William. William. Yes. All right, Bill. William. Thanks for letting us know, man.
Speaking of a callback really quick, we talked about the escalator.
Yeah.
The lone escalator in Wyoming. Don Cherney called us.
Oh.
And he said that there's an escalator in Casper, and it's at the Hilltop National Bank.
Oh, wow.
He's ridden on it. It's been a while. Okay. But he said he rode on it once, and you get a little badge for riding on it. If you get to,
really?
If you go to Hilltop National Bank, you'll get a little badge for riding on it. That's awesome. So Don Cherney left that as a voicemail, and I was like, all right, cool.
So it is the only escalator?
Apparently. It's either, I mean, he said it's been a couple of years, but so they might have added something in Cheyenne or Laramie or something, but at the time, that was the only one.
All right.
In Casper at the Hilltop National Bank.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Thanks,
and get
Don.
A little badge.
Thanks, Don.
Don, short for Donald.
Don Cherney.
Julie. Julie's going to be all over that today.
I mean, that's all I think about it all
everybody
the time, too.
Everybody in the station today is going to have a different name, so, yeah.
Why couldn't we just
the
go...
Formal name.
Why couldn't we just go Richard, from Richard to Rich?
Yeah.
That's we went the other way. In some cases.
I know.
Yeah. Boy, here you go, Julie. You and Jill could go to this. Twins weekend.
Oh,
Twinsburg, Ohio.
Huh.
It's this weekend. Game. The annual Twins Day Festival. It's the largest gathering of twins and multiples. The celebration brings thousands together for a weekend packed with contests, parades, theme parties. Sounds like
interesting.
A lot of, sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
That would be terrifying, I think, in my opinion. I'm walking around and I'm just getting everybody's name wrong. Because I'm naming somebody else the wrong name from their twin.
I'm sure you have name tags. But you can always switch them.
Probably,
Yeah.
Julie, short for...
That sounds like a voice of experience on that.
Julie, short for Juliet.
Just once.
No.
No, just Julie. No Juliet?
Just Julie.
Just Julie.
That's what we say. Just Julie.
Yeah.
Visitors can expect double take look-alike competitions and fun stuff.
Man.
All right.
It's like walking through a dream you can't wake up from.
Yeah. That's true, right? That's funny. There you go. Of course, the Powerball jackpot tonight, $800 million. Wow. Okay.
Do we ever know, like, when you say, well, someone won it, do we know what state they're in?
Yeah, they always do. They go.
They always do the state.
A man from blank state won by.
But you don't say it. You just go, yeah,
it does.
Someone, okay.
It does.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Thanks. You're always holding me to things.
He was mowing his grass and he dropped his keys and the keys broke and it made a 72. And he was like, I went to the gas station.
72. You need more numbers than that.
Yeah, exactly.
So stores always go.
So some states, it depends on the state. Some states, you can keep your name.
It's required.
You can stay
in some
anonymous. In some states, you cannot. You have to be.
California, I think, is one of them where you have to
be called out.
Announce, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. You know, yeah. A lot of friends in a hurry.
Yeah.
Man alive.
Wish you could lie about that.
There was a documentary about people that won the lottery. And
blew
how many of them that
went poor.
Yeah,
went bankrupt.
Invested in NASCAR and bought their own cars. And, I mean, just crazy stuff.
Yeah. A woman in Italy won $1 million Euro lottery, mistakenly discarded her winning ticket, believing it was invalid. After realizing her error, she contacted Waste Management Services. They sifted through the trash for hours, and they located the ticket. And she said she was going to give them a bunch of that money.
How much was it?
Deal. Million euros?
Million euros. I don't know what that is.
I don't know the conversion rate either. But
spend an afternoon and earn 30, 50K.
Yeah.
I'll dig through the trash.
Okay, how many times has this happened to you? Single socks after you get done with laundry. You
can't find them. All the time.
Where do they go?
I heard they
Julie's
went in...
drawer.
Julie's drawer.
Usually. Typically where they go, unfortunately.
I'm
do you keep them?
Yeah.
I don't hardly.
No, I can answer
come
that.
Come on, Julie.
I can
do
answer
you
that
keep
for
the
you.
Single socks?
Yeah, I hardly ever match up my socks.
Yeah.
In fact, I had on a mismatched pair before I went, oh, look, there's a matching pair.
She was like, oh, there's a couple black Nikes. I'll take those. And they're mine.
What did I get you for your birthday?
Yeah, you got me socks, which she'll take. She re-gifted them herself. She's like, I found these and I packaged them up.
Okay, I gave you more than socks, but yeah, it's kind of a running joke.
In Germany, a couple were celebrating their anniversary when they received a text from a neighbor who said someone was in their house. So they called cops. They were on their way home. Well, it appeared the thief got away with a box in their bedroom that they had. It was a box that, you know, meant a lot to them. All they kept in there was their socks that had lost their mates. So the guy basically walked away with a single set of socks. Full, and they've been doing this for 38 years. Since they got married.
Socks.
Since they got married, because their first load of laundry together. Okay.
Lots of
That's
socks.
A big box.
And they kept all their socks. So you keep your socks.
I don't match my socks up. So I have a laundry basket full of socks. That are matching
singles?
Them up. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Wow.
I keep it on a shelf in the closet. I'm not going to try to sift through, and I'll find them when I'm getting socks.
I'll match the socks when I'm dead. Is what you're saying?
So, hey, burglar, it's in a laundry basket.
It's in
the
special box. We've kept it for 30. We'd like it back. We've had it for 38 years.
Why would you want that back?
Why would you?
You're not even matching.
Why a special box for these socks?
Hey, some people. Each their
own.
Where
are their photos?
Okay, so if I lose a pair of socks, lose one sock.
A new pair of socks?
I keep it for a week or two. And then gone.
Yeah.
Really?
The one thing you find it, yes. Why do you say it that way?
True. You threw something away, huh?
We know where your office is.
That's a first.
Also, you said one time a long time ago you darn your socks.
I do darn my socks.
What does that even mean?
He fixes holes.
Sounds like you curse them.
He curses his socks.
You darn your socks.
You darn your socks.
Oh, that's funny. I got a hole in my sock near the big toe. I threw it away immediately. It was gone. I was like, I can't do this.
Bob. Yeah.
Just give it to me and I'll fix it up for you.
Curse them. Yeah.
I also iron too,
but he
James.
Throws out all. He throws out singles.
Yeah, the singles that don't have
the
darns
in them.
I only
keep them for a week or two because it's too frustrating for me.
But why are you fixing the others?
Yeah, there's a hole. You're doing more work.
Because I can get more out of them. But
okay.
But after a while, though, trust me, I don't keep them because I don't wear holy socks.
You don't
socks.
Wear mismatched socks.
No, I don't wear mismatched socks.
Yeah, that one's. I used to do that when I was like in middle school.
So,
but
you
now,
know what I'm going to be checking at your socks now to make sure every day you have your socks are matching or not.
Sometimes I have to because Julie's wearing one of mine.
Julie might be wearing one of yours.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to go find another. A white sock with my black socks that I'm wearing.
Well, sometimes, you know, socks will stick if you're drying them to inside another pair of pants or a shirt or whatever. So that's what I'm banking on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes
so you think you might be carrying a sock to work on the back of your shirt?
Yeah. It's like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Or the big sock on your back.
Or a sock hanging out of your pants at the bottom. Either one. No, it's about a week span. And after that, it's gone.
I hear they go.
But
in
if
the
they get a hole in
them, the washer.
I've heard that too. I bet there's so many we could find in the drum of the washer. I bet there's so many. it's like the scene. It'd be like the scene from The Sandlot where they find the balls and they're all the dogs digging them all up. Except for us, it's socks in the washing machine. That's what it would be
just,
like.
It's frustrating to me, and it's just like. And I spend too much time looking because I have no patience.
You're like,
see, I don't
you're like, oh, this one has
that.
A hole in it. I'll spend 45 minutes fixing
goes,
it.
Oh, another pair of socks I can
just
throw
it in the laundry
throw
basket.
Throw it in that
keep
basket.
It on the closet shelf.
Oh, this one has a hole? That's I can spend, I got 2 hours.
That's Bob.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I was like, if I don't find this single pair, this whole
Mark.
Sock is gone.
It's gone.
Oh, there's a hole in this one? I got 2 hours.
Oh, darn this.
I can put
well,
this back together. Yeah. Darn this sock.
Darn this sock. All right, we're off on this darning of the socks. All right. Come in. Julie, where are
I make you, sock are puppets you? Out of his.
You do?
Well, leave, I did when my kids were
well,
little.
We'll leave off on that.
Okay. He just wears them today. Mm-hmm.
You're listening to
a little smiley face on it.
You're listening to Kara. We shared at 8 o'clock. Fox News is on the way.